As you did your research and making new discoveries, no doubt, were there any of those how can man go so low moments? What stands out to you?
Oh, all the time. I mean, just all the time. And to be honest, going back into history, because, you know, I didn't know anything about Osage history, and I knew very little about Native American history. This was a real introduction, you know, other than what I've been kind of taught in school in broad strokes. I mean, when you just learn about, you know, the just kind of mind-boggling mistreatment of the members of the Osage Nation, which is who I was researching, and, you know, driven off hundreds of miles of their ancestral lands, and then, you know, facing massacres by white settlers, even when they were in a reservation in Kansas before they came to Indian Territory in what is now Oklahoma. I remember a quote, Governor Fisher, after one massacre, said, I don't remember it exactly, but something to the effect of, the question will arise, which of these people are the savages? And obviously I put savages in quotes because that was how the Osage were referred to by white settlers in a very derogatory, racist way, but clearly the barbarousness was being carried out by the settlers toward them. And then you get to when they're in Oklahoma and they kind of move to Oklahoma, you know, as the chief kind of stood up and said, well, we should move there because this land is kind of rocky and hilly and infertile, at least for many farmers. And so the white people will leave us alone, and our people will be happy there. And then, you know, lo and behold, all this oil is discovered under the land, and all these rapacious predators descend upon that area and find ways to gouge the money, and then culminating in just shocking murder. And you ask me, you know, there were so many instances. I mean, when you learn, I think the thing that shocked me, or maybe it shouldn't have, but that was the most disturbing, was not just the horror of these individual crimes that took place. I mean, you know, they put a bomb in a house to kill people, killed a husband and his Osage wife and an 18-year-old maid. These crimes were just horrific. But I think what was really most appalling in as you dug into the story and did more research and spoke to members of the Osage Nation and combed through our tribal records was just how broad this conspiracy was, in the sense that so many people were complicit in these crimes. You had, you know, morticians who were covering up bullet wounds. You had doctors who were administering poisons. You had guardians, you know, who were appointed by the government to manage Osage fortunes, who were complicit because they were getting so rich. And sometimes they were directly involved in crimes. They were stealing Osage money. And law enforcement and prosecutors, and then many others who just remain complicit in their silence. I think to understand those crimes, the breadth of them, is you really got to get to the root of this level of complicity.
You mentioned guardians. A little bit more about that, how the government actually assigned an overseer to these Osage who were getting wealthy because they didn't trust them as to how they were going to handle their money?
Yeah. You know, members of the U.S. Congress would hold these hearings, you know, for hours on end, saying, you know, what are we going to do about the Osage and all this money? Now, this is, of course, during the, you know, the booming 20s, and there were, you know, white oil barons who were wealthy, and you know, flappers, and you know all these people who had money, but they targeted the Osage because of prejudice, and they went so far as to pass legislation requiring many Osage to have these white guardians to manage their fortunes. And the system was not abstractly racist. It was quite literally racist. It was based on the quantum of Osage blood. So if you were a full-blooded Osage, you were given one of these guardians. And so here you could be a great chief, you know, leading a nation, or, you know, a scholar, right? Whatever you were in the community. And you suddenly would have this white guardian telling you whether you could, you know, get this toothpaste or this car. And not only was the system racist, it also really ushered in one of the largest state and federally sanctioned criminal enterprises, as many of the guardians began to swindle countless millions of dollars from the Osage.